Thank you very much. I have to work on the woody ornamental plant for a while because the challenge is really, really huge, especially if you are assistant professor or new researcher. I don't know how many people want to do woody plant research, right? Take too long, right? Before you get a publication, get a new cultivar, you will kick out of school. This is a probably challenge. But I do encourage you to do that because sometimes I can say is they do challenge, but sometimes they don't. For example, if you work the USDA, you know, as a dung eagle, how many years it take for this pokemon? First, I don't know, think about a chicksaw. Chicksaw is not a very dwarf, but I think this first dwarf one, really, how many years? 32 years, right? So this is amazing. But with those, woody plant research is really challenged by many different ways, not just a long breeding cycle, right? And many species, if you work on the woody plant, you don't work on one species, work on many species. How many information do you know? If you work on the rice, soybeans, or wheat, how many information do you know? You know almost everything about the gene, but a lot is our plants. So cross compatibility, later abortion, all of those is very challenging. The big challenge is where to get money to support you, because you don't yield us. But still, the encouragement is we always work on those. We can always borrow from the modern technology to speed up the breeding. So my lab have a focus on those breeding, majorly borrow two technology. One is tissue culture, another one is a molecular technology. So today I will focus on a little bit we'll touch a little bit embryogenesis in the end, but embryo rescue is a major thing I were working on. So this is we started with work on the ilex. Everybody probably knows ilex sometimes take how many years to germinate it? 2 to 3 years, right? If you are master students or PhD students, you work on it, come say, sorry, my plants have not germinated yet. Which is not very good. And also, we want the plant already, really, look at those, this is sky pencil, right? Sky central. But we are growing a little bigger, what happened? It's a flop. So one nursery said, can you bring in something that will be upright and compact? So we did. We take many seed from this plant and do the embryo germination. Anybody want to guess? How long instead of 2 or 3 years? How long does it take? 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So you really speed up quite a bit about those. But also, this is a challenge, right? You pick up a little embryo. When do you pick up and then germinate it? I think the reason for those is, I encourage you to do woody plant breeding is, even if it's a challenge, you still can what? Can do your publications by doing the modern technology. So this is what I say. So we grow in quite a bit of plants, and we found out one plant in the front here is really compact, but upright, not have anything, have a flop of leaves. So we have those plants in the field for many, many years, still doing great. So this is probably one of those stuff. Also, we have a new plant. A lot of challenges is what? Like hazelnuts. People want zinnias, right? I want to put it on the market. So you can take advantage of a micropropagation. When you germinate it, you can do embryogenesis, do artificial embryo, or you continue micropropagate it. So this is a good advantage. I highly encourage you guys to do it because it is really speed up the embryogenesis. Now, if say, people may ask, oh, you said it's so easy, but what I should consider? When I try to prepare the publication, one editor said, you don't need to tell me, you know, the contamination rate, when to collect the plants, but it's a very key issue. Very key issue. Time to collect the plants, media effect, hormone, and embryogenesis. All of those, we will try a little bit. Present a little bit about those. We hybridized the holly most of the time in June. Then we begin to take this hybrid from July, August, September to October, right? If you guys look at the last column of those contamination rate, you can say is in the early, too early to have a germination because it's hard to take embryo out, right? Then if you go to September, October, the bacteria, fungi, everything get in, can you clean it? Very hard. So you probably need say, but the bottom line is, if you can get clean embryo feasible, do it as early as possible. So each time when you do the plants, you do need a consideration about what time you should collect it. But you have to try. We always try because we did now Viburnum, we did Comia, we did Osmanthus. All of those is embryo germination. Also, the media, you have to be careful. Not all the media works better, right? So if you look at the bottom table, you can say the germination rate is pretty high if you get quarter strength of MMS media. So this is probably, they have more sugar than any others. Sometimes from embryo, you may not need this much, right? And also the plants growing better. And if you get woody plants media, it's also hope plants growing better. I think that way the mineral and the components make a difference, right? If you talk about a hormone, you can see they're quite a better different, but zeytin is pretty good in terms of those. So it all depends. In other words, even you have a new plant, we will not work on some plants. If I work on the osmanthus, you don't need to work on it, but still need to try all of those and make a huge difference, right? IBA too, right? IBA, the rotting hormone too. So all of those put together is you have the way to think about timing to collecting, right? And how we do the hormone germination. For example, we tried from July, August, September, October to try those comia, right? Comia is take a year, but it's not too bad. But sometimes the tiny little seed is not very easy. Especially when you do the cross hybridization, how many seed do you have? Maybe a few fruit, right? You have the very prestigious to do that. So this is what we get, the hybrid, the whole all few is very successful. But if you look a little bit details, right, the collecting time will be better after August. In other words, comia is majorly blooming what? May, right? June. So you need to get a couple months for them to, and if you look at those, the number of the true leaves, when you get a germination, you can say, and later is better. Later is better, right? Germination percentage. So we all of those, we try to get all together. We tried six different combination of cross and all use embryo rescue, embryo germination, and all get different results about those. Generally speaking, majority of media works okay, but WPM which usually is better. I think WPM was development by doing the comia and regeneration. There's a micropropagation. So this is probably also people think about how we can, right, propagate. We have one clone. Remember, each seedling you germinated for micropropagation is one clone. It's so special. So how we get this clone to produce a lot of plants? One way I talk about is microcuttings. Second part is the lab, which is Dr. Scott Morkel's lab, we collaborated quite a bit. They did a lot of embryogenesis, which is pretty good. What the geneticists do is you take immature embryo, produce callus, then from a callus, you induce the artificial embryo formation, you can see clearly. So this is a two example of liriodendron and liquidamber. So this is probably another way you can help yourself to produce by produce seedlings plants. So again, to refresh a little bit is what I tried to encourage you is, number one, yes, do woody plant breeding, okay? And secondly, think about how we borrow the modern technology to help you get the publication, get the work done. But you don't want to be kicked out of school, right? You cannot do that. So now if you do one procedures, I don't want to touch the molecular level. We do a lot of molecular level too. And one part is don't forget time to collect immature embryo. Generally, rule of thumb is if the embryo is visible, you can take it out. This is time to do it, right? To do it. Because some plants, embryos take a long time, right? I was in Northern Wales last May, and the people showed me a Aralia plant, which is Araliaceae. The plants from flower buds, initial eight, to flower, take 5 years. I don't understand this. But you need to remember, those one, you have to speed up, right? You cannot wait. So media, you have to try a little bit, and hormone for multiplication, regularly build up for the future, and hormone for routine too. So embryogenesis is a challenge, but it's good. I really like it because they can produce quite a bit of plants for you and with your one net embryo. So hopefully you guys will be take some message and encourage you to do more woody plants breeding and share more information. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, both Islets and Viburnum, I think, are reported to have morphological and deep physiological dormancy, combinational dormancy. And it seems like you're saying that you've overcome deep physiological dormancy by extracting these immature embryos. Is that correct?
Or yes.
You think that's transferable to other species that typically have to be cold-chilled in order to promote combination?
I think so, because when you think about those physiological, the deep dormancy stuff, and majorly decomposed from the chemical from the later development of the embryo, not the early stage. But to our experience, it is really quick. As long as you can take the embryo, put it in the tubes, 2 weeks later, boom, seedlings up. So I do think it's transferable and for the other plants, like osmanthus. Osmanthus, we do truly believe this guy, majority is flowering in what? In fall. And through the winter, you know, this is a North American winter here, especially East Coast, you never know what has happened, right? And for the last 10 years, I say 1 year the tree have seed. All other year, they're gone. So during the winter. So if we can take those before the winter kill it, we can get it. I think it's transferable. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.